Begin the current Dhamma says human definite al, begin them at al, begin the Tesla, begin with the Gemara, and look at Pesach. Okay, why don't we say that this case of the Chumra Zevach, maybe tomorrow, is talking about the Korban Pesach. Says Taisin there, it seems. Why? Mishum the Chatas ve'elish al Aaron. Why is that any better than what the Gemara is already proposing with the power or the Isle of Aaron? Says Taisin, because Lahavel Misninu Belashin Zevach Stomach. Because really, that's not really the best type of interpretation. Because then the Bresa shouldn't have just said a generic word Zevach. Because La'ash Chandikir Zevach. We never find that they're called in the Torah the word Zevach. But Pesach, Siv Zevach, Pesach, Kachar, Pesach, called Zevach, Pesach, different. That the Gemara said that should have been preferable as an interpretation. Now, Taisin says, it's one to me. Because, so what says the Gemara rejects and says, no, we're going like Manu, who says, in Shechnas Pesach al Yochad. You can't say that B'yochad kibitzibur, because the Korban Pesach actually cannot be brought just to an individual. Why? Look at the Pesach Rishon. Explain that what we're talking about over here is, yes, the first Pesach. Many of the Hachikaman, you could say this is what the Bryce is saying. Chaim Zebach, the Shrinzi of the Zebach, which is the Korban Pesach, Shir Zebach Echad, there is one carbon, the Shaykh Be Kohanim Yil, the Kachash. That is it. You could have all the things that we mentioned. The Nog B'yachad Kibit Tzibur, it can be by individual like it is by that of the Tzibur, but Deich HaShavah Zotubik, or Bereich HaShavah Zanduma, but it's a Tzimur, you can make Tzimura, meaning, Im Leikar Bezmanah, if it's not brought in its time. Oh, the Havalei Moise of Pesach, then it's considered the leftovers of Pesach, and then, by then you can do Tzimur in it. And that's a Filman Da'amah Dein Chachim Es Pesach Leichad. That's even according to one who says, you cannot store the Korban Pesach individual, but a Moshchel Bayin Lov Es Yideyem, but if let's say the owners withdraw their rights from that Korban, but initial Lov Eilechad, you only have for one person, then there's Tzimur, then you could, because now it's that of the Pesach Mishayim Meis Hashana, which is considered the Meis HaPesach, is more can make a Tmura. Ah, Mashayim Kemeshem Tmura, whereas you don't have the by any Tmura at all, where it doesn't have these three things. You have a certain different Tmura, Shekin Chala Balmum Kavua, it takes effect on, if, even if it has a permanent blemish, and does not go out to be chulin, to shear the wool and to be worked. Mashayim Kemeshevach Pesach, Shemana, whereas regarding the Korban Pesach, which we said, that doesn't have those qualities. So why couldn't the Gemara have explained it like that? What you could say is because if that would be the case, then you wouldn't be able to say Mashiach Gibezevach, to say it's going on Maisa Pesach, because the Maisa Pesach Namichal Bam Kavua, because the leftover Pesach Pesach is also, it takes effect, even if it has a permanent blemish. Because the Imen Hefesh Pesach Vuhumam, because if, let's say, one separates a Korban Pesach, and it develops a blemish, the overall love of Pesach, and then Pesach passes, have a Maisa Pesach. That's a Maisa Pesach. It's not going to be chulin to be able to be shorn and to be worked. Keeping the Korban, Mekdesh, the Pesach, moment, since the sanctity of the Korban Pesach came before the blemish. And therefore, the Maisa Pesach itself does take effect, even on Mom Kavua. So therefore, you would not be able to say in this case as Mashiach Bezevach regarding the Pesach, which would include the Maisa Pesach, because the Maisa Pesach would not be less than that in regards to the case of the Temurah. We continue to make test, the master begins with the Gemara that the Pesach Sheni is Deicha Shabbos, it overrides Shabbos, but it does not override Tumah. Which that's Machlekes, which one does it override? Now, it says twice nearly, it appears to me, the Bein of Yehuda, that both according to Yehuda, that he holds the Pesach Sheni is Deicha Tumah, and the Bein Rabbanan, who according to the Maschil, who they hold that it's not Deicha Tumah, that actually Gamri, that they both learn these halachas of Pesach Sheni, from the same pasuk of that Pesach Sheni has all the statutes of Pesach Rishon. So what's the machlekes? Basvar pligi. They disagree regarding the following logic. Tanakama says that Tanakama holds kachol chukas of Pesach Rishon. We hold like all the laws of the first Pesach, which is what is that law? Ein decha tuma el reb tzibur. Pesach Rishon, although it overrides tuma, it's only when the majority of the tzibur is tame. Al b'nei tzibur, to the contrary, when the minority of the tzibur are tame, nitzchem nei tuma actually gets pushed off to a second. To Pesach Sheni, because of Tumah. Ah, Pesach Sheni, so to also Pesach Sheni, it's going to be the same halacha, that it's not going to be Deicha Tumah, because it's a me, it's from Klal Yisrael. Which Rabbi Yehuda Safa, he holds no hachim, and this is what the limud is. Ma Pesach Rishon, just like the first Pesach in Batel Gamri, you're never going to have a situation where you're never going to have it brought, if majority of Tar, fine, they bring it, majority of Tumah, then they bring it Seder Tumah. Ah, Fachulu, so to also Pesach Sheni, is never going to come to a situation where you're going to battle it, where if they're Tamei, and they're only Yechidah by Pesach Sheni, you can Mevatle. No, you're not Mevatle, therefore it's going to override Tamei. That's what Taisa says, that's where they both learn enough in the same Pasuk. Now, Avim B'Meyadoi, which Taisa is proposing, but Gzeres Shava, of Meyadoi, which says by Pesach Rishon, Meyadoi says Pesach Sheni, B'Gzeres Shava, that look, I mean, that's not the source where they learn out their teachings, what we're comparing Pesach Sheni to Pesach Rishon. Taisa says, Chada, first of all, could the Lomel Gzeres Shabbat? Why would I need Gzeres Shabbat? Ha'asi Shabbat mechachokhu zapesach. You learn that very well from the simple translation of the Pasuk of comparing the two from kachokhu zapesach. So why would you need Gzeres Shabbat? Moreover, even Gzeirah Shavah, if it was coming from Gzeirah Shavah, then my Tam and Tam Nekama, what would be the reason Tam Nekama, the Loi Dachi Tum, that he holds that Pesach Sheni does not override Tum? Why? Gzeirah Shavah, the Dachi Shavah, the Tum. Gzeirah Shavah says the same halachas over there apply over here, which it should override Shabbos and Tum. And but luckily, we can't say no. I'll drop it to the contrary. No, Gamrina Pesach Rishon, yeah, maybe there's Gzeirah Shavah, and we all learning Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon. But you're learning Ma Pesach Rishon just like the first Pesach Loi Dachi Tum Yechidim does not override Tumah by individuals. That Pesach Sheni does not override Tumah by individuals. Here's Tyson, no, you can't say that because the Mekanim, if that would be the case, then Menolan the Pesach Dachi Shabbos. Then how do I know like the Rabbanu hold that, okay, but at least Pesach Sheni overrides Shabbos, Afilikashu Baba Yachid, even when it's coming as an individual? Kugoyin, for example, Sharif Tzibur Zavin, where let's say that, Let's say most of the tzibur are zavin, and actually this is going on non the Pesach Dachi Shabbos. How do we know even Pesach Rishon is Dachi Shabbos? I feel like Shabbos Yachid, even when it comes as an individual, what would the case be? Shereiv tzibur zavin. Let's say the majority of the tzibur are zavin, which they're not allowed to bring it by Pesach Rishon. We often ice nesar Rishon, so we have the minority of Klal that are doing the Pesach Rishon. The question is, b'Shabbos Menolan, where would you know? As everyone seems to agree that Pesach Rishon is over Shabbos, how would you know it over Shabbos? As Tosfos explains, Hamitamed Lekel Migmar, which generally that's the source, because both of them said B'Me'adim, and then the Shabbos from Moed, from Me'adim, from Tamed, and that's where Tosfos is getting this idea of making this similar to Shabbos, B'Me'adim from Pesach Rishon, Pesach Rishon. How would you know it? You can't learn it from Tamed. Hamitamed Lekel Migmar, because that's Elikash Kol Yisrael is in Pesach. That would only be if God's Kol, all of Kol Yisrael doing the Korban Pesach, do me the Tamid. Then it's comparable to the daily sacrifice that would come into Kol Yisrael, which would come in the bowl of Kol Yisrael. And therefore, in this case where it's a minority of Kol Yisrael, you wouldn't know from Tamid. And therefore you would say, in name of Dai, love him, that didn't lose Canadian. You say, okay, let's minimize whatever you're learning out from the source to be like the source itself. Not allowing Kol Yisrael, just like with the Korban Tumah, only when you have all of the Jewish people. It's a Korban Tumah. Kol Yisrael, that goes over here, would be specifically only all of Kol Yisrael. But only a mere of Kol Yisrael is bringing the Korban Pesach. I would say that maybe it does not override Shabbos. And while Karchuk, rather, obviously you have to say, that no, Kivin the Gemini Megzer Shabbos, since you have the Gzer Shabbos, Me'ad Me'ad, comparing Tumah to Pesach Rishon, so Hachuk, I mean, this is the way you learn the Gzer Shabbos, to say, Malan, just like over there. By the carbon tamid, it says b'me'adoi, which tells you that's a b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Meaning, b'in the bottle of Shabbos, you never don't bring the carbon tamid because of Shabbos. But Pesach, at least part of Shabbos, so the Pesach is not going to be voided because of Shabbos. And therefore, v'mholu kol Yisrael zavin, all of Klal Yisrael, basically was zavin or on a far distance. Chutz me'adoi me'ad, which not but one or two people. If you were thinking to say that, oh, for an individual we're not going to operate Shabbos, Hari Bat Lagami, then you're going to be totally voiding the Korban Pesach because they're the only two people that can bring it. Oh, so that's what the Gezeirah Shabbos says, that no, you're never going to have the Pesach not being brought, just like the Korban Pesach is not going to be brought because of Shabbos. So then Tais makes the following comparison here also. If we were learning from Gezeirah Shabbos, Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon, the name of the Pesach Sheni, we would say that the halacha applies to Pesach Sheni, Shleiz Batal, and Tumah, that also should not be voided because of Tumah, like Pesach Rishon, Shein Batal Lagam, Shleiz, where it's never voided because of Tumah Sabnes. So obviously, the Rebbe agrees that you're not learning Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon, rather, it's learned out, meaning it's not from Gezeirah Shabbos, rather, it's learned out from Kachol Chukas HaPesach. Because again, there was Gezeirah Shabbos, then you would say that it would be Dechat Tumah. Now, says Taisis, don't say, no, maybe it is Gezeirah Shabbos. But the Tanakh must really, Tanakh holds the B'me'ad Koya Pesach Rishon. That maybe that, but there's no B'me'ad B'me'ad, there's no Gezeirah Shabbos. It doesn't say B'me'ad Pesach Sheni. That passage that we think is Tumah Pesach Sheni is actually Pesach Rishon. And actually, we find Kerem Nosim, Perek Misha Yitamim, Psalm of Sadigim Umanal, that he holds that there's no Chiv Kars. For someone who's obligated in Pesach Sheni doesn't bring it, because although it says B'me'adri, he says it's not going on Pesach Sheni, it's going on Pesach Rishon. But if that's the case, then the Pesach Sheni, like Chaz B'me'adri, so it doesn't say B'me'adri by Pesach Sheni, V'gam M'chochu G'za Pesach. Okay, so he learns out from, meaning the Rabbanan learn out from K'chochu G'za Pesach. But I would say B'Yehuda holds G'ma Shabim M'me'adri K'lenad, very well from B'me'adri, from Gzeirah Shabbos Pesach Rishon, because the Sabbath that Pesach Sheni, he holds going on Pesach Sheni. So maybe that there is a Tana that learns up from Gzeirah Shabbos. Let's just say, no, don't say that either. Because the B'Shmaita come, the Gemara brings, the Sugi brings that Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, he would tell you, how do you know Pesach Sheni is the Chetumah? Because Amakar, the Pesach says, Kechol Chukas, Which Alma you see, obviously, from the Gemara, clearly, Mechachochukas, according to Rebbe Yehuda, they also just learn from Chachukas and not from Gzeir Shalom. So, Alkain releases says, there it appears to me. The carbon Hashem lehikr b'mei adoi, the passing by Midbar, it says, that if the carbon that Hashem doesn't bring b'mei adoi, that possibly b'mei adoi, let me stop a call of Gzeir Shalom. It's not logical to use it to expand the Gzeir Shalom. I'll leave it to Shem Tana, according to any Tana. Because the Leidam inach, you can't compare it to all the other places in the Torah that it mentions Me'adai, that we make drushes, because Shenechtav Blush and Tzibu, they're all written in the terminology of a command. Tishmeru la'akav li b'me'adai, you should safeguard to bring it close to me in this designated time. B'yasim ne'isos ha'pesach b'me'adai, that's something that they should do, saying in the terminology of a command. E'la taslosh me'adai, this is what you should do b'me'adai. V'yidah b'me'adai has me'adai shemad b'ne'isol, meaning lasim me'adai to do the amitayvim. But this pasuk calls of kikar b'nashal lehikar me'adai. It doesn't say what they. It's not a command of what they should do. It's just saying what they didn't do. If he doesn't do it, so therefore that cannot be utilized in gzeirah shavah. Avam chachukus haPesach k'minah shavah. That's what Tosfos start off positing that yeah, from that pasuk you could learn out. But sharply, again, that's based on the logic that we said. Oh, for what are we comparing it? What would the comparison be if it's going to be dichatum or not, like Pesach Rishon or not? But Mem Temetes says, we're going to say, wait a second. Well, Pesach Rishon, how could you even, Tez has to take a second look. He says, Pesach Rishon, le'nafkan on the Dach of Shabbos, how do we know that Pesach Rishon overrides Shabbos? El Megzer Shabbat Metamid. Says, Me'ad by Tamid, says, Me'ad by Pesach, just like by Tamid overrides Shabbos. Obviously, it's brought every single day. And besides the Musaf, so too is Pesach Deir Shabbos. Problem is, Ve'echagom Pesach Shain Minei, how do you learn Pesach Shain to Pesach Rishon? Be'akesha, from a comparison. He says, Kachochu, because a Pesach, it's comparing the two of them. That's very well according to the one that says Davalam Megzeir Shabbos. Someone is learning from Megzeir Shabbos. Oh, Chayzim Lamed Hakish could then learn that to something else from a Hakish. But according to one that says that someone learns itself from Megzeir Shabbos cannot learn to elsewhere with Hakish. I can remember. What are you going to say? Here, Pesach Rishon that you're teaching the Pesach Rishon with a Hakish itself was learned from Megzeir Shabbos from Karmat Talmud. So that's essentially what you could say is the sphere that Tana holds. Hey, men of a Davar Acher, when you're learning out from it and from something else. Let's not consider hekesh. Meaning, given the mechachoch gesap pesach gamina. Since we learn out when we're comparing pesach shen pesach rishon, like all the laws of the pesach rishon is when you pesach shen, we learn out dvam shiksub in the pesach rishon goof. We learn the things that are explicitly written over there by pesach rishon, not that learned out from elsewhere from gzeir shalom. So gamina, not me, the gamina big gzeir shalom. So with that, you could also learn out things that learned out from elsewhere from gzeir shalom. That's what's called himen b'davar achri. You're learning out from it and from something where it brings it from somewhere else. That's not considered this problem of. To be chayzim alam behakish. Now, Abba Kashel man the Amma, but it is difficult according to the one that says b'seif perkeis mukayim zavon levin zayim b'alav. That amen b'davar achar have hakish. That you're learning from something, even though some of it is from its source itself, but it's also where it learns that somewhere else is considered a hakish. Now, like a member, you cannot say that he was severely that he holds. Oh, the davar alam b'gzer shava. That man Amma would hold. Yeah, someone that's learning b'gzer shava could be chayzim alam behakish. Can't say that because in Kenya that would be the case. Then my time of pligi b'am rabbi perkeizim coming. So why is the machlekes b'am over there and double on the aleph? If a double the megzer shavu could be chayzim lam behekish, but tishin you could resolve it the chayzim lam behekish that you could go the subsequent tishin behekish. But there be shmal because the islay he holds him in the v'davachah behekish like that mandam that was saying that is considered hekish. But tishin on the level of them we have to say according to him the double the megzer shavu is chayzim lam behekish because according to be shmal that you learn pesach sheni. From Pesach Rishon through a Hekesh. And if you're going to say it's learned up from Gzeir Shava, cannot be Chayzim on the Hekesh. So it come out according to Bishmal that Pesach Rishon that's learned up from Gzeir Shava from Karmat Tamid, then you wouldn't be able to go ahead and learn out from a Hekesh to Pesach Sheni. So it would come out that Pesach Sheni is not during Shabbos and nor Tumah, because you can't learn that at all. Now, that would be pushing it to say to Bishmal. Yeah, you're right. He holds that Einu Chayzim Alamed, and that's why the Gemara couldn't prove it from Yishmael's opinion. And therefore, it does not override not Shabbos, not Tumah, because if that would be the case, then we'd actually have three different opinions on this topic. You would have Rabbi Yehuda holds Pesach Shein Deicha Shabbos and not Tumah. You would have the Rabban hold Deicha Shabbos and not Tumah. That would be Deicha Shabbos and not Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah and not Shabbos. And if you're small, that's not Shabbos and not Tumah. And we don't have his opinion quoted as such. So the difference says if you're somebody, you can say is that, you're right, according to everyone, You could learn a Pesach Sheni from Hekesh and Pesach Rishon. Why? Kim Nechsev Kachachukas a Pesach Yasu, I say, because Pesach is telling you explicitly, whatever you have by Pesach Rishon, that's what you should do by Pesach Sheni. So Tzrichim Anu Luma Kemaikin, Mimenu Dabashal Amanu by Begzer Shabbat. So therefore we have to learn out to Pesach Sheni, even something that Pesach Rishon was learned by Begzer Shabbat. Because Shem Lekin, if you don't say that, meaning even though generally we don't, because it's Hemenu B'Dabar Acha, which is considered Hekesh, and you cannot be Chedim Lama Hekesh, but here it's different, because Shem Leikin, if you're not going to, then Incha Mechaim, Mechaim, Kechachuk is a Pesach. You're not going to fill what the Pesach is. It's like every statue is a Pesach Rishon. I don't care how you learned it out, but it has to be Kechachuk is a Pesach. And Mechi HaGav, Mishal HaKamon, the Perek, so the Gemara actually gives such an answer later on the Perek of the Zayin Ben Alam, when it says, Chutz Mebifnim, that we learn out what's done on the outside from what's done in the inside, we say, Bechadz in the Gemara. We learn it out in one shot. Kolem, in other words, Kim the Sivachim Yas Lael Moitzin, and so you should do with Ael Moed, which is Tzarech L'asim Ael Moed, the power. If you're doing the Ael Moed by the bull, come on, Shosel Prime, just like you did in the Kurdish or Kurdish. Vachim the Sotod by the Higo. And that is my full Divish Lomid Hekish, even though it's learned from the Hekish. Why? I thought you can't have a Chayzim Alamid, because then like Kinim, not Likurin Bei Bechen Yasi, you're not going to be able to do Em Bechen Yasi, which means everything that was done with this should be done over here. Again, the same idea as the Gemara says later in the Zayim Rav. Now, says Tzarech L'asim, Yesh Peresh B'Psachim. But there is an explanation, there's a commentary in Masechet Pesachim, Shemugabahem, that actually by them it's edited, Dibimeadoi Gamri Begzereshav. That we actually do know Pesach Shin and Pesach Rishon from the Gzereshav of Bameadoi, and that's why it's Teicha Shabbos. Not like we've been saying up until this point, that it's because of this Hekesh of Kechachukas HaPesach. Echinim to Mesefri, so to it sound like this in the Sefri. When it says in the pasuk, "Karbin Hashem lehikar b'me'ad," because the Karbin Hashem didn't bring in his designated time, so the sefri. But hakasa believe it. The pasuk coming to teach on Pesach Sheni, you should take Pesach Shabbos, just like Pesach Rishon, Nigzeir Shav b'me'adei. Oh, maybe you can say Yitzchak Satoma that overrides Toma. I mean, you say no Kolatzma in the Bible Mishavat Toma. The whole thing is being brought for Toma, which is again the stomach Rabbanan, who they hold that no, we're not going to override Toma. The whole reason why you push it off is because you were Toma the first time around. But one thing you see is that the sefri actually says it. Which was unlike everything they said up until now, that we do know from the Me'adah. So it says twice of Tzach Ne'aliyash, and I have to answer the question that if you actually learn from Me'adah, Sheikh Shisel Elf, and this that I had previously asked. And now I said that, okay, so wait a second. So then Pesach Sheni should not be voided because of a problem of Tamalik Rabba on the hold, just like Pesach Rishon is not voided because of that. So why do we say, why don't we learn from Me'adah that Pesach Sheni should even override Tuma, like you learn out Me'adah? That it comes on Shabbos. So says Taisis that, yeah, because the Badi Pesach Gomer Shabbat Metamid. You're right. Pesach is learned from Karmat Tamid, as we had, that's what the whole crux of Taisis' question. The Afilah Yochel of Bishabbos that, yeah, even an individual is going to do it on Shabbos. The reason is because the Tamid calls Shoyom Bishabbos, because the source you're learning out from Tamid is always brought on Shabbos. Meaning, so Av Pesach calls Shoyom Bishabbos, so therefore also Pesach should be brought on Shabbos. Afilah Yochel, even an individual. You can never have a situation not being brought because of Shabbos. Now, as Tosis explains, if Avagav the Tumah lo also be yachid with Shabbos, although what he means, not true, Tumah is not brought by an individual on Shabbos. Well, Hayim Mishum Dele Mishkech is a yachid carbon, because you can't, the Kamer Tumah is not a yachid carbon. It's never brought like that. Avagav Pesach, Shehu Ba be yachid, but the Kamer Pesach that is brought by, could be brought by an individual. Yesh l'chalim, they meant it's Nesim HaShabbos, but at least you should learn from Tumah that it should be brought on Shabbos. Be me yachid, be meant to be an individual, or as a tzibur. Avagav Tumah, but regarding Tumah, keeping the Pesach region gufei, but since the Pesach region itself, Zimnin Dlaidacha Tumma, something is not going to override Tumma. Could go and be Yitzibu, and only a minority of Tzibu are Tumma. That the Avivit Tahar, the Avivit Tumma, then they only do the same purity and not in the state of Tumma. Ah, Sachanam Pesach Sheni, that's what we learn also Pesach Sheni, that you're not going to do it in the state of Tumma. So if it's not difficult, why it's not going to be Deicha Tumma, even though we learn that from the Gezer Shabbat Me'abit. Now, but then, since the Tumma begin to say that according to this Kirsa that they have from the Me'abit, we know Gezer Shabbat Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. Then lama l'gzer shava? But why do you need l'gzer shava? Ha'asim l'chachochu k'zapesach. Like Tzitzis was assuming up until this point that you learn it all from k'chochu k'zapesach. And that's the Tzitzis. What you could say is that the sverely, because that mandam holds the mimit mikaina pra, that actually from k'chochu k'zapesach you actually would exclude that has to be similar to the specific, which is the matzah mereimim, which he says over there that you have to eat matzah and mar. Where you would say, Maha Prat Mafurish, just like the specific is explicit that mitzvah say, that it's a positive command, Deloy Dachi Loy Sesheshish, because it's not override a negative prohibition that has Kares, because if Pesach falls on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bake matzahs on Shabbos, from the supposing of matzah and Bereman. So I'm called, so therefore, then all that we would exclude, that we would say that it doesn't override Shabbos because Shul license is for cars, because it's a negative prohibition as cars. And you're telling me that these things on Pesach Sheni would not be able to override something that has cars. So therefore, that's why you cannot learn from Kachokukas on Pesach. But since I say, however, Reb Nosson Dama B'Me'ad the Pesach Rishon Koyin, now according to Reb Nosson, that we had previously quoted him, that he says that B'Me'ad is actually not going on Pesach Sheni, it's going on Pesach Rishon. So then there is no Gezeirah Shavah to learn out Pesach Sheni. So without the Gezeirah Shavah, how do you know the Korban Pesach by Pesach Sheni is going to be Deicha Shabbos? So Tzachlim, what you have to say is, the Pesach Sheni, the Deicha Shabbos, this is the Pesach Sheni, the Deicha Shabbos, Nafkele Mechorukas HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda, the Shmaitin, the Nafkele Mahasim, who also learns from Mechorukas HaPesach. Now, more of a sense, the Efshe, it's possible to have Bandi Yehuda, that they hold the Pesach Sheni is not Deicha Tumah, not Misrilu Hachi Grib Nasim, that they also hold the Grib Nasim, that Beloi Kasi B'Me'ad, the Pesach Sheni, because B'Me'ad is not going on Pesach Sheni. The Nafkele Mechorukas, and they learn from Mechorukas, or maybe Srilu Hachi Ben Akav Rabbi. The Darshi B'Me'ad B'Pesach Sheni. Maybe no, they do learn B'Me'ad is going Pesach Sheni. And still, the Nafku, they learn out that Pesach Sheni is Deicha Shabbos M'Me'ad Kedisa B'Sefri, like the Rambam B'Sefri. So it's not clear what if they could hold either one, B'Me'ad or Kol Chukas. Now, Mi'u Kosher, but says, well, what's difficult to me is as follows: the B'Sefri comment, the Sefri says Mi'u Kara, in the beginning of the pasuk, says Ki Karban Hashem LaHikir B'Me'ad. Says the Sefri, Al Pesach Rishon, Anush Karas, going on Pesach Rishon. We get a punishment of cars. I don't know Pesach Rishon says the Sefri is going Pesach Rishon in El Pesach Sheni. Ahmed says the Sefri, what you say is Ezer Mo'adle. What's my Adle? The Rishon, that's Pesach Rishon. Problem is, if us have to come and then subsequently the Sefri says the Mo'adle Pesach Sheni cars, it says man is going Pesach Sheni. So which one is it? Says the Hashem Ha'Hindu to come and Dava Acher. Maybe that's what's saying another pshat. The Baha Kasa Balimra Pesach Sheni Shen Deicha Shabbos. From the teacher regarding Pesach Sheni as Deicha Shabbos, that's the second Pesach. But Drosha Kamaisa, in the first Drosha, was Lamandam in the Pesach Rishon going. The first Pesach was saying, according to the Mothol, it's going to Pesach Rishon. But the Acha, and the other Pesach was saying, Lamandam in the Pesach Sheni going, that's going Pesach Sheni. So it says me, because that would be difficult, because in this case, I'm a little maimer. Then the Sefri should have said, Baha Kasa Balimra Pesach Sheni Lenin Karas. The Pesach and the teacher regarding Pesach Sheni regarding Karas, with the Ayubem Akara. Well, that's what they were speaking about originally. So, my time is Shabbat Kilakaras, but not Mil Sakritis. And then, why would you leave the discussion of Karas, which is what we're speaking about, and then start speaking about something else that, oh, Pesach and Deich is Shabbos? Kivin Laman Da'amad Hashemi Ka'ari, because since, according to the one, that in the end of the Sefer he's saying is going on Pesach Sheni, now, Va'ainu Paligi, what are they disagreeing about? Or what going is Mayadai, is Lenin Karas, is regarding Karas, the Peg Mishay Tami, Pesach and Nafsadi Gilavadav. And not regarding if it's Deich is Shabbos or not. So, why would it make that shift? But more of us says today's another problem is any sabbah I don't hold. Sheshki hai gabin b'shumokam b'braisa achas. I never saw such a thing that to have such in one braisa. Shadur shtei drushes b'stam as a continuum with beis that will expound two drushes without attribution. Shasisin drushes which contradict each other. It's only b'tri tanoi when you have two tanoi. B'harb mekayim is in many places you find yesh dava acher. You have another pshat after another pshat. The Mikra'ach, yes, like common time, you're right, from one point you can learn many different interpretations. Al-Kihai Gavna, but in such a way where it doesn't say as if it's saying another Pshat, why else can we never find that it should be such a contradiction? So rather, the Nerli says, it appears to me like this. The Hidrash in the Sefri that expounds the Pasuk in Korban Hashem Leikim B'Me'adam Pesach Rishon as it starts off with, that's Karebi Asi, that's going like Rebbe, who he holds that there is Karas by Pesach Sheni. Bachem Rishon, this is what the Sefri is saying. What does that mean to say? It just says it's going on Pesach Rishon. In other words, that no, the liability of Karas should not only be on Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, rather on Pesach Sheni. Mission the Krab of Parsha Pesach Sheni. So nice, that pasuk is in the Parsha Pesach Sheni. But name and you say that Pesach Sheni have Karas and Pesach Sheni have Karas. Afel Hecha the Shogim Rishon Beis B'Sheni, even when you were only in error by Pesach Rishon and deliberate by Pesach Sheni, Beloya Rishon and that. Not by Pesach Rishon. I feel like Hazen Rishon Meshach B'Sheni, meaning by Pesach Rishon, even if you delivered Pesach Rishon and Meshach B'Sheni, that you should not be Chayav Karas. So how are you going to say no? Is that B'Me'adai? What's B'Me'adai? Is that Rishon? That's Pesach Rishon. What does it mean? Didn't you say Pesach Sheni? In other words, what it means to say is like this: in as for a klal loymer that Sheni koy beloya Rishon. It's not logical to say that it's only going Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Rishon, because the Ikar B'Me'adai Rishon Ksiv. The primary Pesach B'Me'adai is going on Pesach Rishon. The Asim Neisol is a Pesach B'Me'adai. What's that? That's Pesach Rishon. So b'mkin koyin na merishin. So of course it's here in the context of Pesach Sheni. So, but it's also going to Pesach Rishon. Now, had it not written that he has to carry the sin if he doesn't bring it, I would have said, it's only going on Pesach Rishon. Now it says he has to carry his sin. Dursley, now Pesach Sheni is also going on Pesach Sheni. Kadisa, break me, show you Tommy. But Golan, Chetah Yisa, and so therefore Chetah Yisa is revealing to us that word is going on both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And Be'ilak said, Be'me'ade, had it not written Be'me'ade, I would have said, the curse of Pesach Sheni, Luchadekoi. The curse is only going on Pesach Sheni. Hashtag Koma Shaper, Tava Ach, and now it makes sense that we're saying this other Pshat, Be'me'ade Yitzrich, and we need Be'me'ade, Lememe, the Pesach Sheni, Dekha Shabbos, to tell you that Pesach Sheni, it overrides Shabbos, and you know this from the Gzeri Shabbos, because this Tana holds, Be'me'ade is going also on Pesach Sheni. Since this also it appears to be able to substantiate also the drash of B'mi'adu and also the drash of Kachuk Gitzah Pesach, and to say like this, the Hod Dachi Shabbos, this is a Pesach Sheni is Dachi Shabbos, Nafkala Michachol Chukas Umi B'mi'adu, you need both. Why? The Michachol Chukas, if you only had Chukas, maybe you could say Bishlil, like we had previously explained. And you could say that, no, then there would have to be Kain Prat, like Matzim Reimim, which would not be Dachi Lissish of Kuras. If we need B'me'adi. Now, if we need B'me'adi, we want B'me'adi, because maybe we could say Rishle, like we had previously said also, that, well, it wasn't said in the terminology of a command, but see what? Then we need both, to tell you that, yeah, it's going to, Pesach Shem is going to be Deicha Shabbos. Now, maybe we have however, according to Nusim, if B'me'adi is going Pesach Rishin, so obviously, Mechachachukas Luchodei Nafki obviously does not hold to that questions, and he learned it all out just from Kachachukas.